Welcome to the Hope Elim Podcast.
We are a diverse church in the heart of Des Moines, seeking to bring God's kingdom as we live more like Jesus.
We hope that what you're about to hear points you to Jesus Christ. Know that we're praying for you and look forward to connecting with you soon.
So have your way in Jesus' name. If I say amen,
amen.
Amen. So vision. Bible says, without vision, my people perish. And where there's vision, there is provision. So I'm saying, he told Habakkuk, write the vision, make it plain. And though it tarry, though it may take a little while, wait, it's coming. Just wait. Because in the appointed time, when the time is right, it said your fields are going to yield meat. Your olive oil shall not fail. There will be cattle in the stalls. God says, I'm going to bring back your joy. I'm going to restore everything that the enemy took away from you. Lighthouse 24/7. So I tried to explain that in West Des Moines, our flagship, there's 10 for 10 goals, 10 goals in 10 years. And of those 10 goals in 10 years, we're about year 5 coming up on November 2nd. In 2019, November 2nd is when the casting of the 10 for 10 goals. And as we have prayed about, God, what do you want for this body of believers? How can we impact the community that we're in? Or we ought to be here and just shine our light? God, what are you calling each and every one of us to? Because the lighthouse is not a building. It's not this brick and mortar. The lighthouse are the people of God that you have put your light inside of. God, so what are you calling us to do? And as I prayed about those 10 for 10 goals, there were three goals. Goal 2, unity agents. Goal 4, last week, city changers. Speak life, shed light, and spread love. Today, faith builders. God is calling us for faith. Goals 2, 4, and 7, a lighthouse 24/7. Not just when we come here, but when we leave. And in order to be a lighthouse 24/7, it's not an occasion or an event. A lighthouse 24/7 is a lifestyle. 24/7. Whether I'm up or I'm down, no matter if things go my way, don't go my way, God is calling us 24/7 to live a life that shines the light on him, that we know who he is. And so for all of us, it's not to come and say, well, let me see what pastor's going to talk about today that might inspire me. No, you inspire when you get here because you know that you belong to a king. You belong to somebody who knows your struggle, who knows what you're going through, who knows your frame, like know you by name. He's a big God. He sit high, but he look low. He knows you. Lighthouse 24/7, lifestyle 24/7. But I want to talk about faith builders. Faith builders. That there is a reason that God has put his light, the light of the world, inside of you. Because sometimes what we think, well, I can't build faith and be a faith builder because God is still working on me and I'm not all that I need to be. That's a lie from the enemy. It is when we recognize that we need an almighty God, that we're broken, we're imperfect, we're flawed, we're fallible, we're full of fear oftentimes. It's when we are become and we embrace these are the things that we're going through and we say, God, you work through. Because when he takes all of that and he shines his light through those brokenness, no doubt the world knows that's God, that's not you, that's not me. So with all the infallibility, with all the stuff, with all the brokenness, with all the things that people say, you go to Hope Elim, you go to church, yes, I do, and I'm chasing after him. I'm chasing after him. So what we're going to do as we look at faith builders, we're going to use what we already have. We're going to use the Bible for certain. But at Lutheran Church of Hope, we have what's called the Hope Circle. And I hope you can find yourself in here. The Hope Circle. Seekers, believers, followers, people who now have grown to become servant leaders. Seekers. People who, they're okay with God. They just don't know about Jesus right here, right now. They're just trying to find, like who is he really and who is he to me? A seeker, someone who, a skeptic, curious. We love seekers and skeptics here at Hope Healer because that means you coming and you're trying to find your way like everybody else. You're not going to the dark. So if you haven't figured it all out, if you're seeking him and you don't know, keep coming. And by the way, as you're coming, I guarantee you all your flaws, all your fears, all your stuff, when you keep coming and the Holy Spirit keeps depositing you and you go back to where you came from, somebody's going to say, hey, can I come? They're going to want some of what you got because you're being a faith builder. You're not giving up. You're working. Maybe you're here and you got some issues. Listen, we all got some issues. Maybe your issue is like, you know what? I got some medical issues. I got some stuff happening that is not in my control. He's bigger than that too. You got some stuff that your heart has been broken. There's some things where nobody should have to go through. He's big enough to handle that too. Maybe the whole world has called you an outcast. The whole world says that you don't belong. You belong in the house of God. You belong in the lighthouse. Because there's something in you. Keep seeking him. You say, seek me, you're going to find me. Sometimes you got to seek him early in the morning. Sometimes you got to seek him late in the midnight hour. Sometimes you got to seek him when no one else want to go with you. If you find that you're seeking him because of somebody else, get ready to be dropped off. Because you got to seek him for yourself. Maybe you're here and it's not a seeker. You believe, but it's just the beginning. You're just starting to see how your belief is lining up with your action. You believe, but maybe you're just not all the way where you want. You're still building your faith. You're not there yet. There's something that you know is real about the God that you serve. You even know about that man they call Jesus, but you don't really understand all the power that is in you. You believe, but you ain't there yet. God is still working on you. And if you're here, you belong at the lighthouse. Because as you are beginning to understand like who and whose you are, as you're beginning to understand by you walk by faith and not by sight, as you begin to experience an almighty God, you start to understand that the more you believe, the more you understand, the more empowered you become. And the thing you couldn't say no to, you're saying, nah, I'm good. The thing that you say, I can't stop going, you don't want to go no more because of your belief. And I stop by to tell somebody, you are a faith builder if you continue to believe because somebody's watching you. They're watching your light. And they can't wait till you cross over that threshold so they can find their way. Maybe you're here and maybe you're a follower. You know, maybe you've been following and say, God, I know you. And you've been lining up, trying to go everywhere that he goes, but you're still getting hit. And it's hard to follow God. It's hard to understand, God, how does this work? God, the more I follow you, the more I get in some trouble, the more trials and tribulations, God, the more attacks come. Then you start to understand if they persecuted Jesus, they're going to persecute you. But through the persecution, you become a lighthouse. You become to the glory of God that you can understand that when I get over to the other side, and I become stronger and I become more empowered to be able to do the things that I want to do. God gets glory. Maybe you're here and you're a servant leader. You're pouring into the body. You understand your call. You understand your gifts. You understand your passions. Matter of fact, you've been running this game. You've been doing this for a while. You consider yourself a servant leader. Then I said, let's go. Because you're going to have some issues too. Where does the pastor go when the pastor gets hurt? Where does the leaders go when they get attacked? We all need each other. And at some point, either we're being built or we're building. So I'm just saying, let's go. Let's go all in. Listen, if I say let's go, you say all in. Let's go.
All in.
Let's go.
All in.
Sometimes I wonder, what does it really mean for us to go all in? And why can't we? Why can't we truly say, okay, God. It feels kind of warm. What does it take for us to get in, all in, submerged, a space and a place to where God says, I see you, my daughter. I see you, my son. Not my lips, but my heart yields to God. And then as we start to walk, we make a determination, a resolve that God, whether you do or whether you don't, I'm staying with you. God, up or down, whether it works in my favor or not, God, I'm gonna roll with you. God, I'm tired doing the same thing. I don't know why, God, I just won't commit. I've been hurt. I put some walls up. God, there's some things in my life. I don't wanna feel it no more. So God, I put these walls up and I don't let anybody in. It takes a while for me to trust people. So as the people of God, I'm saying, how do we go all in? Because if we say it, we can mean it. If I say, let's go, you say, all in, let's go.
All in.
All in. Not for me, but for him. What does that look like? In our text, 2 Corinthians 4, the very first verse, it starts off and it says, therefore, and I've been around preachers and teachers long enough to, people say, if you ever see therefore, you might want to ask the question, what is it therefore? So I asked the question, and I couldn't answer it with the first verse. So I had to go back to chapter 3. And what I learned, Hope Elam, is that it was talking about an old way and a new way. The old way had to do with Moses, where God, he wrote this laws on tablets of stone. And he wrote them there. And in fact, there was something glorious about it. But the glory faded fairly quickly. Because as I read, Moses, who had been with God, when he came back with the tablets of stone, he had to veil his face because the glory of God was so bright. So he had to veil his face when he came before the people. And the law was glorious, but the law was condemnation. But there was a new way, a new understanding. And it had nothing to do with the law. It had to do with the love of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. Now, if the law was glorious, how much more is the glory of Jesus and the glory of mercy and grace? And so I understood that as we're talking about this veil, the problem is with the veil, when you veil the light, you can't tell when the glory is fading. So I'm saying to all of us, take off the mask. You know, I don't know, this may work, it may not, I won't put it on, but I wonder how many times we go to work and we have to put on a mask. How many times we come from work, and we go home because of the perception of somebody else, because of who they think we are, and we've been filling their expectations, not being who we truly are, we have to put on the mask. How many times do we come to church? And because we want to appear righteous and that we're got this figured out, we put on the mask. We go to the small group, we put on, and I'm saying, God already knows what God is asking us. He said, the veil. Take the veil off. Uncover. He knows. The way we're going to be faith builders is let other people know we're flawed too. That we're broken too. That we have shortcomings too. It's our seeking after him. And now we start to experience him, and where I was totally fearful and totally down, man, I heard who I am in Christ. I started to understand if I try him, if I pray that prayer, if I stand on that word, something shifts in my life. Now you can't tell me. Mom and them may have, dad and them may have, but now I know for myself. He says, look, we've been given. It was a gift, this mercy. It was a gift that he gave to us. And he said, it was given so we don't give up, Nina. Don't quit. Can't stop? Can't stop? How easy it is to quit. It gets hard. It's unfair. Nobody understands. How am I going to be a faith builder when I'm getting torn down? How is it that I can be a faith builder when my heart is broken? I can't even see in front of me. Can I just say something about the lighthouse? They're watching you. How are you going to handle your disappointments? How are you going to handle your detours? How are you going to handle your dead ends? How? Like everybody else? He says he's given us mercy and grace. Accept it. Accept the grace he's come to give. You know what people want to see in faith builders in this house? The truth. The truth. The truth. No tricks, no gimmicks, not trying to distort or deceive the word of God. The truth. The word of God will stand for itself. We reject all shameful. This is Paul telling Timothy. Paul being a faith builder to Timothy, a faith builder to the church at Corinth. We reject all shameful deeds and underhanded methods. Any shortcut is going to be short-lived. I guarantee you. What you do in the dark will come out in the light, and the consequence is going to be greater. Walk in the truth. We don't try to trick anyone or distort the word of God. We tell the truth before God. And all who are honest, we know this. Faith builder. We say, well, Pastor Brown, I know about the lighthouse 24/7. You saying it's dark out there and we're called to light it up. I know about the lighthouse. You say it's dark out there. If we light it up, we must stay lit. Pastor Brown, I know. You said it's dark out there and light it up, stay lit. And how do you do that? We fan the flame. I know this. I hear you talking about my lifestyle. I understand that I need to shed light, speak life, spread love. But what about, how do I tell the truth when I have to keep putting on the mask? How do I uncover and take the veil off? No fake face. A fake face. You're smiling when you don't want to smile. You're saying yes and you're thinking no. You're going and you know you shouldn't go. That's when you fall on your knees and say, God, empty me. God, strip me of the thing that continues, God, and I'm going to stay here and wrestle with you, God. My faith, my life is worth me staying right here on my knees for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. I'm going to wrestle with you, God, because I want the truth of who I am. I want to walk and be who you say I am, the truth of the matter, not what the world says, not who the identity of what the world says. I want the truth, God, and I want it in your word. Faith builds truth. And you know how we get to the truth? Transparency. 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 That when God puts us in a position, a place, and a time, instead of trying to posturing like we're so righteous, that even in our righteousness, as we're trying to please God, we say, God, where are you? How can I use my brokenness to shine your light? God, how can I use the things that has been totally frustrating? And God, I have some fears around it. But God, I love you enough, God, because you're bigger than my situation. How can I honor you with this? How can I take a chance with you, God? Transparency. If the good news we preach is hidden behind a veil, it is hidden to those who perish. People who are perished. Satan, who is the God of this world, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. Even when we say, God, use me, we're transparent, we take a chance, and the person don't believe. The person smashes or the person tries to crush us. Has nothing to do whether or not we followed him or God trying to crush us. They're blinded and they're rejected because they're blinded to the truth. We're called to spread the good news up or down. If we're going to be the people of God and God's going to use us to impact this city, impact this world, we stand with the truth. And sometimes that means being transparent. I am not all who you think I am. But you know what? I'm a work in progress. And you know what? I'm not going to put it on display and say, oh, here's all my flaws. But when I get one-on-one and trying to help somebody grow in their faith, that they're holding me and putting me on a pedestal, I'm letting them know I ain't all that. I've been through too. And if I can make it, you can make it. Transparency. When we speak the truth and have transparency, we become trustworthy. We can become trustworthy. Trust is built. Trustworthy, it is something you earn. You earn because I so many walls, so many people tripping, so many things that you don't want people in your, I don't want all that stuff on me. What? And walls start coming down. All right. And then you start to do small group and you start to go to Bible study. You start to show up in places and spaces. And then something starts to shift in your heart where Moses had it on tablets. God wrote his love on our hearts. That's who he is. He wants to give us the truth on our hearts so that as we move with him and we start to trust him. And the more we trust him, the more we become trustworthy. Understanding it's not about us. It's about him. Our integrity gives us the ability to be integrous because his word never returns void. He's integrous. That's who he is. Now, when we speak truth and we take a chance of being transparent, we start to build trust. The reason why it will work, the reason why it's a good thing for Hope Healing, because there's a treasure that has been entrusted to us. There is a treasure. We now have this light, something has been ignited in our hearts, and we now have it. It's been entrusted to us. It's been a gift. He gave it to us. We now have this light shining in our hearts. It's there. Why do we want to veil it? Why do we want to cover it up? Why do we want to keep it hidden? It's shining out, but we ourselves are like fragile clay jars. But we've been entrusted with this treasure. Can you hit the lights? Whether it shows brightly or not, you can hit them all. We'll bring it right back. This is a clay jar that has been unveiled. Even if it's masked, the light still will shine through. I just want to say this. As a clay jar, as a jar of clay with brokenness, with holes, all of the holes, all of the brokenness is so that the light can shine through. All of the fears and the failures and the areas of our lives that we've been hurt and broken. Don't you know that the treasure of the light of God and the good news has been deposited in us? That because of all of our brokenness, because of all of the things that we fell short, and now when we're weak, he's strong. Now when we're powerless, he's made now more strong so that his light can shine out. If we never get broken, how is the light going to shine forth? So as fragile clay jar, he knew from the beginning that we were fallible. He knew from the beginning that we were fragile. Not fragile and just weak, but brutal. Man, we get hurt, we get broken, we get let down, we get disappointed, we start to doubt. And then when we start to just hold on in the nick of time, we know it's not us, it's him. And it comes from our brokenness. It comes from the areas of our lives that we don't have control. But he's given us the treasure. So what is your brokenness? What is your fragility? What is your failure? What is your fallibility? What is your fear? What is your situation? Because that's where he wants to shine. You can bring it back up. This makes it clear that our great power is from God, not from us. It's clear. At the end of the day, we don't want to take God's glory. We can't handle it. But you know what? Paul says, Moses, he had all of this glory shining on him. He said, but because of Jesus, I'm confident. I'm emboldened. Because when you accept Jesus, that is what removes the veil. The only thing that can remove the veil is an acceptance of an almighty God. And that's Jesus Christ. So if you've accepted him, the veil is rent. And we can come boldly before the throne of grace. We come boldly before the foot of the cross. We can come for ourselves. In his glory, we can take it because he gives it to us. And we want to reflect it back to him. The truth Start with the truth, because that's what's going to free us up. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. Start with the truth. Transparency. Be open. Share. Trustworthy. When he makes us more trustworthy, we understand the treasure. He's going to allow that treasure to shine. Why? That's how we get to transformation. That's how we get to a place where we could be transformed. We don't have to keep doing the same things. Give it a week. Give it a couple hours. Give it a month. Keep walking with him. Keep talking with him. Keep coming. I guarantee you, you're going to experience him in your own way. Can't stop?
Don't stop.
Come on. A lifestyle 24/7. Now, I'm saying let's go, let's gather, let's grow. Let's go, let's gather, let's grow. Matthew 28, let's go make disciples, right? Therefore, go and make disciples of all. You want to know what therefore? He died and rose again. He said, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching the new disciples to obey all the commands. We have been charged. Hey, ready or not, he's coming. We have been charged to go make disciples. And while we're going, we might as well, let's gather more disciples. That's what they did at the early church. They began to eat and break bread together. They began to spend some time together in Bible study. They began to do something. And then so it's not just, let's gather. Let's come together. Let's represent him. Let's gather. Let's grow. Stay connected. Stay in community. Not let's go, let's gather, but let's grow. Let's make those disciples more mature. Let's grow more mature disciples. That's what we're doing here. That's the charge. And you're a big part of it. There will be a clarion call today. I'm just going to give it to you. A call to action to get in the game. There's going to be 247. And there's going to be people there. All you got to do is say, look, I don't know what's coming. I want to be part of the team. You can go to Faith Builders, you can go to City Changers, you can go to Unity Agents. We just need to know that you in. If I say let's go, you say all in. Let's go!
All in.
Let's go!
All in.
Stop by. Get over the fears. We gotta figure it out. We just want to come together and say, okay, God, as you move, we're gonna move. All right. One way to get started. Alpha. Listen. If you have questions like about your faith and you're a seeker or a believer, I don't know, God, I have all these questions. You're not by yourself. Well, God, if there was just a place I can go where I didn't feel threatened and I can just ask the questions I want to ask and there's other people. Oh, you mean like in community? And be in a place where not only can you build your faith, but your faith, maybe you've taken Alpha 2-3 times, then come and be a faith builder. Come and sit at a table and go, shh, God, where do you want me to? Maybe you just want me present to listen. Oh, you want me to share my transparency? Alpha. It's starting Wednesday. I'm just saying, listen, we walk by faith and not by sight. Come on. Pray about it. Follow God. All right. Women's ministry. Maybe that don't float your boat. Maybe it would. Maybe it would be an anchor. Maybe it'll change some things because you got other people. Remember I talked about fellowship? And you realize you're not the only fellow or person in the ship? Women's ministry, men's ministry. Saturday, Thursdays, it's here. Young adults, we got you. Let's go. Prayer walk. This community, they just need to see the church. They see us going in the building. Can they see us coming out and just saying, we love you, we're praying for you, we're praying a covering over your home. Students, we're praying a covering. Maybe we never say a thing, but we are walking and praying. And we say, God, everywhere we step, God, give us this land. Give us this community. God, give us this space. God, have your way in this place. By faith, we're walking, we have several routes. Come walk with us. Come pray, be a faith builder, be a unity agent. That's city changing. I'm done. Lighthouse, The charge for us is let's go. First, let's go. We are called to go all in and by disciple make disciples. But I'm saying, let's go. A sense of urgency says, right here, right here, come on, get going, get to getting. It's time. Let's do this. Get in the game. If I say let's go, you say it's time. Let's go. To go all in, up or down. Whatever it takes, whether it's a little or a lot. Can't stop, won't stop, no matter what, it's time. Let's go. It's time. I'm asking you to stand on your feet. I'm asking you to really pray. I'm gonna pray a covering over. This is not for Pastor Brown, and this is not for me. This is not a space where I'm saying, hey, well, you know what? As the shepherd of this house, let me put it like this. The labor, the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Let's follow the vision as we follow God. Pray about it. And if God says the same, let's walk together. Let's see where God is leading. There's room for all your gifts. Amen? So I'm saying, listen, it's time for us to be a lighthouse 24/7. We're gonna come back at it. You're gonna see more about it. But for now, unity agents, city changers, faith builders. Get in the game right here, right now. Can you imagine, and I'm gonna get off the stage, can you imagine, can you just let your mind go a little bit? Can you imagine, just with the people in this room? We'll take 9 o'clock too, but just with the people in the room. Can you imagine, with all the faith in this room, what God can do? Can you imagine if we truly lock arms and say, God, we're just gonna pray around this community. God, we're just gonna stand together and represent the kingdom. God, I know we have so many people hurting, but God, can we help embolden them and pick them up when they're down? God, how can we come to the aid of somebody, of my brother or sister? When one hurt, we all hurt. When one have joy, we all have joy. Can you imagine? For real, because that's what I wanna be about. All of the faith in this room, what the Lord can do, it's limitless. Amen? Amen. God be praised.
Thanks so much for joining us. To find out more about Hope Elim, follow us on Instagram at hope.elim or visit our website at hope-elim.org.